This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network. Careful, the health talk show you're about to enjoy is extremely hot. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Well, you've entered a healing zone wherein people tune in each week to learn about the latest news about health and wellness, and most importantly, how to get healthy and stay healthy naturally. Welcome everyone, to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob, and I'm here in the capacity of helping to empower you to move toward wellness, optimal wellness, and the reduction of or the lowering of the risk of getting ill. Well, we appreciate you tuning into the program today. Thank you for being here. Glad you decided to get back to feeling good again and protect your most precious possession, your health. Well, it's good to be back in the studio this weekend. As many of you know who are listening last weekend, we broadcasted live and remote from Sapporo, Japan. I was attending the International Congress of Nutrition and Integrative Medicine in Sapporo, wherein doctors and researchers from all over the world gathered to learn about the latest, greatest stuff on integrative medicine. I think there were like 31 or 32 different countries represented at the conference, and hundreds of doctors and researchers and people who are interested in health and wellness. It was really a great time we had, learned a lot, met a lot of good people, saw a lot of people that we see each year. I think it was our seventh trip to Japan. And so we, on the way back from Sapporo, we decided to veer off and once again try to defeat Mount Fuji. Mount Fuji, of course, you've heard of. It is the mountain located in Japan. It's located on the island of Honshu. It's the highest mountain peak in Japan, at about 12,300 and some feet above sea level, and an active stratovolcano that last erupted, I think it was in the early 1700s. And it was our second attempt at Mount Fuji, hiking to the very, very top of it. The first time my wife, I talk into these sorts of things, the first time she got a little ill at what is called the eighth station of Mount Fuji. Now, there are five stations. You begin at the fifth, and you go up to the very top, which is the tenth station. And you do that incrementally. And the first time, she got a little ill, and so we turned back around and said, no, we'll get it the next time. Well, this time, she was better prepared. We were all better prepared for it. We defeated that mountain, and it was a big one. I mean, 14 miles round trip from what is called the fifth station to the top station, 14 miles at about a 25% grade. It was challenging, to say the least. Particularly challenging when you have snow and sleet and rain and wind, gale force winds blowing on you, and hiking at night with miner's headlights on your head, trying to navigate that. But it was beautiful. We loved it. It's great to have the opportunity to do things like that. A lot of fun. And we enjoyed it. Now, co-pilot of the Dr. Bob Martin Show, Darren, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir, Dr. Bob.
So, you're a hiker, too, Darren. You have hiked also another famous mountain, I understand, in the state of Hawaii, which happens to be the highest mountain on planet Earth. And you went to the very top of that, did you not?
Mauna Kea.
Oh, that's right, Mauna Kea.
Mauna Kea,
most people don't
yes.
realize that. Most people think of Mount Everest as the tallest mountain in the world, don't they, Darren?
Yes,
it
they
is not,
do.
Though. It is not. And so here's a good thing, and I've been up to Mauna Kea a number of times as well, for people who are interested in doing something, you know, different, i.e., when was the last time you did something for the first time? What's on your bucket list, baby? Darren, apparently the Mauna Kea was on your bucket list.
Check it off the bucket list.
That's right, the big check mark. But the advantage, Darren, just so you know, because Mount Fuji might be in your future travel plans, or at least I hope. But Mauna Kea, what you do is you drive up to the very top of Mauna Kea. Now, there is a hill that you have to go up to get to the very top, but it is nothing. Now, keep in mind, folks, you might believe this, but you got to check it out. Mauna Kea in Hawaii is 33,000 feet from its base inside in the ocean,
woo!
Mostly underwater. And then you have about 13,796 feet above sea level. So you're able to drive up there. It has a lot of observatories up there and so forth. But Darren's been up there. I have been up there. But there's nothing more grueling. Mount Fuji, to me, is the most physically demanding hike I've ever done. I think it's about five times harder in difficulty, Darren, than the Grand Canyon, any way you take it.
Wow.
The way I look at it. Boy. But it was fun. I'm not complaining, but it was fantastic. Great time.
Sounded like fun.
It was. It was good. All right. Now, that's not what we're going to be talking about today. We've got a guest coming up, a very special guest, and a very special, interesting topic you'll want to stick around now to hear more about. I don't know if you guys caught something, and Darren, you might have seen this as well this week. I posted something on Facebook that I think a lot of people found very interesting, and it had to do with the benefits of thumb sucking and nail biting with children related to reducing their risk of allergies, because a lot of kids have allergies, and a lot of kids take a lot of Benadryl and other drugs that are highly risky for them. And new studies suggesting that the habits of sucking your thumb and biting your nails as children, because we tell our kids, you know, it's a horror thing to watch children suck their fingers thinking, where's their fingers been? And eat their fingernails and suck their thumbs. You got to read this article, folks, and if you're not signed up yet, or at least you're not one of my friends on Facebook, I invite you to do so. This is really interesting because babies, it's known, well known, that babies suck their thumbs in utero. They do it for a reason. They're practicing feeding, practicing breastfeeding, and getting that suckling thing going on. But when they pop out, parents, it drives them crazy to see, and their parents are fearful. I have six children. I know these things. We're fearful of watching our children with their fingers in their mouth, thinking, you know, the germs, the stigma of it all. And yet, a new study, a very highly important one, points out that children, especially young children, like, say, between the ages of 5 and 11, may indeed having a positive response to sucking their thumb. And you, of course, have heard of sucking your thumb and, you know, getting buck teeth and all that. I get that. But if you haven't had a chance to read the article, go over to my website at drbob.com, drbob.com, and check it out for yourself on Facebook. Scroll down to Facebook and then like me on Facebook. And get something out of it, especially if you're a grandparent or a parent You have children. They're going to get they're going to be prone to allergies and other things during their childhood. And maybe, just maybe, we shouldn't be discouraging them from sucking their thumb and biting their nails. But I'm going to let you make that call after you read the article. I find it very interesting. Now, last week, we also teed up a health question, health poll question of the week. We'll give you the results of that at a later time in the show. We've got the results in. Also, I want you to stick around because we're going to introduce you to a special guest coming up. Very interesting topic we have really not covered, I don't think, in the past. Maybe we covered it once. I think in the last 20 years of this radio show, but it's an important topic. We'll get to that. And, of course, we'll eventually open up the phone lines for open-line health questions. Now, there are people who are already on the line waiting to get into the show to ask their question. If you want to hold, you can. Or if you choose to hang up and call back once we finish with our very special guest, who I'll introduce you to in just a little bit, your option. In any event, stay right where you are. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Members of Congress recently held hearings regarding the harmful effects of mercury in dental fillings, vaccines, fish, and even drinking water. Mercury is one of the most toxic metals, even more so than lead. It's been well established that mercury exposure can cause poor memory, fatigue, insomnia, depression, hair loss, dizziness, arthritis, and a weakened immune system. Fortunately, there are useful tests to determine if you have heavy metal toxicity, such as mercury, aluminum, lead, and others, plus help identify specific mineral deficiencies that you may have, such as calcium, magnesium, zinc, iron, and chromium. The test is called a toxic metal and mineral test. Using a small sample of hair, this important at-home test is inexpensive, non-invasive, and it helps take the guesswork out of which supplements your body actually needs. You'll receive an easy-to-understand, detailed report of findings and nutritional recommendations. For more information, call Nutritional Testing at 1-800-606-
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
That's Provia, guaranteed to work, 800-525-6916.
Prescription. Follow Dr. Bob Martin on Facebook. Friend him today at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R bob.com.
All morning. Welcome or welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Thank you for tuning into the program. We will introduce you to our special guest in just a little bit, but I want to preview what we're going to be talking about today on the show. And if you miss a little today, you're going to miss an awful lot. We want you to stick around for all of the program. Later, we're going to be discussing the fact that a new study is out talking about red meat. If you're a red meat consumer, maybe you eat beef, maybe you eat pork, lamb, or goat, red meat could give you kidney failure. That's the latest information out. So this topic may help you greatly reduce your risk of needing to live real close to a real dialysis, kidney dialysis center. So stick around for that. We'll have that later on in the program. Also, you may have already had a CT scan or a CAT scan. Doctors are ignorant about how these CT scans ratchet up the risks of cancer. And you will absolutely be shocked to learn how much cancer-causing radiation is generated while having a single CT scan. Now, you may have not had a CT scan or a CAT scan yet, but you may have one in the future. And this, or a family member, this is important information to learn about. That's coming up on the program today. Stick around. We're also going to be talking about why you should be avoiding fructose, because it'll make you fat and sick, and something else. How many people, raise your hands, especially ladies out there, how many of you get your hair lasered off your legs or your arms or your face or some other part of your body? Well, here's the question. Could laser hair removal give you the big C, and I don't mean Colorado? That's coming up on the program. Plus this week's special features, the health alternative, health outrage, and health mystery of the week. So stick around for all of that. That's coming up, and a ton of open line phone calls. Your opportunity to call into the program and ask a question about yourself or somebody else. All ahead of us today on the show. All right, let me introduce you now to our very special guest. Her name is Gail Pruitt. She's a clinical nutritionist and author of the Doggone Good Cookbook and Doggone Cuisine, more healthy, fast, and easy recipes for you and your pooch. Gail has been a nutritionist, chef, since 1996. She conducts nutritional research focusing on human and canine digestive issues and disorders, and is the associate editor of Nutricula, I think I'm pronouncing that right, magazine, the Science of Longevity Journal. Gail joins us today to discuss healthy eating for humans and their pets. And with that, let us welcome Gail Pruitt to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Good morning to you, Gail.
Well, good morning to you, Dr. Martin. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, thank you. I'm thinking to myself, this show has been on the air now in syndication, national syndication, for over 20 years. And Darren, I think we've done one or two shows or maybe a few mentions as it relates to animals, in particular dogs, coming into this show?
We've had a few.
The sound effects and all. We've had a few. All right, let's begin, Gail, with the conversation, because I know that some people listening to the sound of our voice right now, Gail, would take better care of their animals, particularly their dogs, than they would themselves. So from that premise, you've written a couple of books on real food for you and your pups. So what inspired you to write these books?
Well, I have two little rescue dogs, and one was a street dog, and the other one was a puppy mill dog that was an experiment that didn't work, and so they threw him away, literally. Mm. So I got these little dogs, and this was over 9 years ago, and they were in really bad shape. So since I really love to cook, and I do, I've been doing research on human nutrition, I thought, you know, I can do that on dogs too. And I started, and they started really coming out of it. They started looking really good. They were much healthier. Mimi was way underweight. She had tapeworms. She had fleas. She threw up. She, you know, had diarrhea. I had to literally take up my carpet and put down laminate because of the little thing, bless her heart. So we really had to really work on it. And they started doing so well, I thought, you know what, I can write about this because it's really amazing. And they can actually eat almost, not everything, but almost the same foods that we can. So I thought,
Hold on a minute. Right there.
What were you asking me? I'm sorry.
Well, a lot of people have that misconception that they can't feed their dogs human food. It's got to come out of a can or a bag. You don't want to feed your dog scraps from the table. You'll mess them up or kill them.
Well, if you think about it, you know, dogs have been with us for thousands of years, and they've never eaten anything out of a bag or a can. They ate exactly what we ate.
Well, the dog food companies, Gail, have done a good job of brainwashing people just to the opposite of that.
Absolutely, and it's only been 100 years since the big food companies decided they could make a killing on their scraps and waste. So they put it in bags and cans. And the thing about kibbles is they have to actually cook these kibbles for so long that there's no nutrient value in there at all anymore. So they have to add 40 vitamins and minerals in there just so they can. It can be real food, and it's really not real food. They also have to add starch in there to make the kibble. And if they do that, see, dogs do not have amylase in their mouth, so they can't start breaking it down. So it's really hard on their digestive system. But
okay,
no,
so Gail, are you saying then that dog food that is prototypically found in a grocery store or a pet store that's in a can or a bag, is there's toxicity exposure to dogs using those foods?
I believe so. You know, I don't think dogs would even eat them because, you know, their biggest form of taste is really their smell. They can smell, some of them, over 200 million times better than we can. So they smell. So what they do with kibble, since there's really nothing left, they use fat and meat smells, sprays.
Sprays.
So the dogs will actually eat it.
Wow, that's like dumping cologne on something really nasty to me. You're giving me these... I'm getting some really bad images here. You know, this sort of reminds me, and how do you change the behavior of humans, though, that go, oh, wait a minute, I can't make food for myself, let alone my animals, so I'm going to get the dog food in the can or the bag. I mean, this is the equivalent almost, you can draw a parallel between people buying their kids junk food at the fast food restaurants. They go through the drive-up window, give me the bag of grease for my kids to shut them up because I don't have time to cook.
Exactly, and that's really true. But, you know, what I'm saying is you don't have to do everything all at one time. You know, start out small. They did a study in Purdue University that they just, and it was with a certain type of dog, a terrier. And this is the only study that I've ever found that they actually had vegetables with canines. But what they did was they gave them three orange vegetables, three servings a week of orange vegetables. And it cut the rate of certain cancers 70%.
Wow. Wow, that's very interesting. I want to have you hold your thought right there, Gail. I want to get back to that because it's my understanding that dogs, because they have pointed teeth and are carnivores, ought not have a lot of vegetables. You just kind of blew that concept right out of the water. And I'm going to get back into that with you. And it's just a little bit. This show is not going to the dogs, folks. You trust me on it. We'll come back with our special guest, Gail Pruitt, clinical nutritionist and author, The Doggone Good Cookbook and The Doggone Good Cuisine. I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age. And I just want to thank the makers of the One World Whey Protein Powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it, other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then, I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio, and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey Protein Powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensations went away completely. And I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kinds. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This half hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show is sponsored by Nutritional Testing Services. You can order at-home tests for mineral deficiency, toxic metals, saliva hormone tests, digestive tests, thyroid tests, and more by calling 1-800-606-8822. That's 1-800-606-8822.
Dr. Bob Martin back with you, and we'll get to back to our special guest, Gail Pruitt, author and clinical nutritionist, in just a little bit, and get back to the interview. First, this, though. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the summer blowout sale at Chaminade. So now, for the first time ever, you get a month of GenuCell free with your order today. That's right. They are giving away a free month's supply of GenuCell if you call right now. Now, you've heard me talk about the most effective under-eye bags and puffiness treatment called GenuCell. It's a plant stem cell therapy. With its immediate effects, you'll see results in 12 hours, guaranteed, or your money back. As a special bonus gift, Chaminade will be giving away their best-selling L-Essence neck treatment absolutely free. It's free with your order of GenuCell today. Here's what Patricia, a real user of GenuCell from Newport Beach, California, has to say about it, and I quote, "I've been using this product for over a year now, and I love it. I never go without it. Having another tube on hand, it's amazing." Here's the toll-free number where you can take advantage of all this and order GenuCell and get started at getting rid of the bags and the puffiness under your eyes. 1-800-543-6596. 800-543-6596. Call right now and Chaminade will be going to pay for your shipping and handling on your order. That's right. That's three free gifts with your order of GenuCell today. 800-543-6596. 1-800-543-6596 for GenuCell. All right, if you're just tuning into the program, our special guest is Gail Pruitt. She is a clinical nutritionist and author of a couple of books related to both animal health and human health. The title of the one is The Doggone Good Cookbook and The Doggone Good Cuisine, More Healthy, Fast and Easy Recipes for You and Your Pooch. She's here talking with us about this topic, an important one, because a lot of people, let's face it, we love our animals. Now, I happen to have two dogs. I grew up with dogs, Gail, and I, like a lot of other people, have certain concepts about what to feed dogs and not feed dogs. And, you know, and just looking at dogs and animals, you know, there's a certain amount of anthropologic information on dogs and how, you know, how our tooth structure is. Now, before we took a break, you were talking about feeding dogs vegetables, orange vegetables, and how that reduced their risk of, did you say cancer?
Yes, certain forms of cancer, 70%.
Wow. Okay, so now it's my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, you're the expert on this, that the dog foods should be mostly meat in origin because dogs have the pointed teeth. We have flat teeth to grind food, so we're more herbivore than carnivore, but you're saying then that dogs will be better served and live longer and have less disease, particularly cancer, for feeding them more vegetables. Am I accurate on that?
Well, yes, they are omnivores. However, they're more carnivores than omnivores, so they really should have about 65 to 70%, I think, of protein.
Mm-hmm.
And that means meat protein. That doesn't mean soy or anything like that. But they do need flesh. And yes, they're canine, so they do that. And talking about their teeth, it's really important that their teeth are kept clean. And it's really hard to do that, especially with the canned dog food and also the kibbles. Now, a lot of people say, oh, well, kibbles, that'll keep their dog, you know, the teeth clean. Just think about it. That's kind of like saying that some kind of little crispy bar would keep our teeth clean. That's not happening.
Okay. Now, you brought up kibbles several times. Kibbles, oh, I know, kibbles and chips and something. I don't know. There's almost a rhyme there somewhere. What is your beef with, no pun intended, with kibbles?
Well, the kibbles, what happens is they have to cook.
Is that a brand is that a brand name, or what are we talking about here?
No. That's just a dry food in a bag.
Okay, I got it.
The little pebbles.
All right, forgive my ignorance. All
not
I know
a problem,
about
though.
Is Purina.
Yeah, so, but what I was really trying to get across is that Casper had severe genetic allergy issues, severe. And so I've had to give him Dr. O'Hara's probiotics for 9 years.
You're using a probiotic on your dog?
Yeah, a human probiotic, Dr. O'Hara.
A human probiotic.
And it works beautifully. Let me tell you what it does. It's just really fantastic. I've been giving it to him, and then I took him to the vets every year, and they say, you know, he's an old dog, but he's got the most beautiful white teeth I've ever seen. I've never had his teeth cleaned. Never.
Hmm.
And so, so this was kind of by accident. And Mimi, she had bad breath, and her teeth were getting nasty looking. And I thought, the only thing different that I'm doing is I'm giving Casper, you know, the probiotics every day. So what I started doing was I opened them up and put them on his teeth, or on her teeth.
Okay.
And what happened was her breath started getting much better, and her teeth are cleaning up.
Wow.
So
why is that?
You know,
what's happening? Why is that happening?
Because of the friendly bacteria is going in and eating the nasty stuff in the bacteria that's causing the plaque.
Mm-hmm.
So
well,
it's really.
I think a lot of dentists. I think dentists who may be listening to the show here may be recommending people brush their teeth soon with Dr. O'Hara's after having hear you say this.
Well, actually, what a lot of people are doing that I've talked to lately is that after they brush their teeth, they chew one or two of Dr. O'Hara's right before they go to bed.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Which seems to work really well.
Very interesting. Okay, so folks, if you want to find out more about this, I think a lot of people are hearing something for the very first time here in a lot of respects. If you're looking to try to take advantage of what Gail is talking about here with respect to your own animals, you can. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, both good for humans, we've talked about it many times here on the show, but also for animals. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, other fine health food stores nationwide. And when we come back from this next break, Gail, I want to have people learn about the opportunity as to where they can find your books and the recipes, the great recipes in your book. Because I've got the Doggone Good Cuisine Cookbook, More Healthy, Fast, and Easy Recipes for You and Your Pooch. I have that one. And I find it to be excellent, and I want to give people the coordinates so they, too, can get one of your books in their hands. And I want you to be prepared for that when we come back from this break, and it will also give our audience a chance to have something to write with and on so they can get a copy of both of your books or one of them if they choose. All right, stay right where you are. You're listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We'll be right back. This is Dr. Bob Martin. Sleeping through the night without having to urinate is normal and healthy, the way it should be. Unfortunately, some men over the age of 40 with prostate issues start urinating 2, 3, 4 or more times a night. This is abnormal. It's not healthy and it shouldn't happen. If you are getting up to urinate at night or have weak urinary stream or urgency to go while driving or sitting and feel you may soil yourself if you don't get to a bathroom fast, you need PT9. PT9 is an all-natural supplement developed by a pharmacist to help solve prostate challenges without having to resort to risky drugs or surgery. PT9 is guaranteed to work or you get your money back. Call now and order PT9 risk-free and get 3 free bottles of Heart Factors absolutely free just for trying PT9. Call toll-free 800-317-9863. That's 1-800-317-9863. PT9 800-317-9863. 800-317-9863. It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com. Bags and puffiness under the eyes is an equal opportunity facial enemy. GenuCell plant stem cell serum to the rescue. GenuCell naturally and effectively targets the reasons for the unsightly puffiness and bags under the eyes. Due to a new clinical breakthrough, people notice results within 12 hours and dramatic results within as little as 2 weeks or your money back, no questions asked. GenuCell contains 8 extra ingredients to reduce the appearance of bags and puffiness. Call now and try GenuCell and say goodbye to bags and puffiness around your eyes. 800-543-6596. 800-543-6596. And it gets better, folks. You'll receive the legendary Esotique face cream free for just trying GenuCell today. Call in the next 20 minutes and you'll also receive express free shipping. 800-543-6596. 1-800-543-6596. Order GenuCell. 800-543-6596.
Listen to Dr. Bob's entire 3-hour show, live or podcast. Just go to Dr. Bob's webpage at drbob.com. Spell out doctor, that's D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com.
All right, and we are speaking with Gail Pruitt, a nutritionist and author of two terrific books. If you have dogs in your life, these books should be part of your health library. One is entitled The Doggone Good Cookbook, and I assume her latest cookbook, which I have the a copy of in my hand right now, The Doggone Good Cuisine, filled full of easy recipes, more healthy and fast recipes for your pooch, for your little puppy, your dog. And you'll be able to get a hold of that, and I want to have Gail tell us how people can get in touch with you or get a copy of one or both of your books, Gail.
Sure. You can always, go to Amazon. Amazon's got the books. Also, most bookstores have them, and if they don't, they would order them for you. Also, I do believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotics.com has some books there as well. And you can always get in touch with me at GailPruitt777@gmail.com.
Okay, very good, very good. Well, I appreciate you coming on the program today, Gail, to talk about this. I've learned some stuff from you, and I know our audience probably has as well. And giving them access to the book, appreciate that. Hopefully people will take it to heart and learn more about how to take care of their best friends.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it.
You're welcome. Thank you, and have a good rest of the day.
You as well. Bye-bye.
All right, bye now. All right, there she goes, Gail Pruitt, nutritionist and author of Doggone Good Cookbook and Doggone Good Cuisine. Check it out for yourself. Now, we're going to return to our normal format, and that is related to you and your health, and we're going to open up the phone lines now for open line health questions from here on out. Now, if you're new to the program, our goal is to help humans mostly become independently healthy as opposed to dependently sick, which most people are just waiting to, for the next shoe to drop. I'm well today, but what am I doing to stay healthy? Well, mostly not much. This show is dedicated to education. It's about helping sick people get well naturally, and well people stay that way. You've entered a healing zone. This is where people enter each and every week to hear about the latest news on health and wellness, and also have access to a show where they can go to their telephone, that would be you, and call in toll-free and ask a question about your own health or someone else's health. So have at it. Here's the phone number into the show as we open up the phone lines for open line health questions from here on out. The number into the show, 1-888-553-7262. 888-55 Dr. Bob. That's DRBOB on your touch tone phone. 1-888-553-7262. Now, before we talk once again, for those of you who are just tuning into the program late in the hour, last week we asked a question of you, and many of you went to my website and voted on the question. And it had to do with an article related to internet pornography and its viewing of people, and how and if internet pornography viewing has a negative impact on relationships. If someone views pornography, does it impact in a negative manner their relationships? We asked the question, do you believe viewing internet pornography is capable of ruining relationships, yes or no? We have the results of that, but let me just, before we get to that, say that, in this article they point out that porn is spiraling in popularity. But do we truly know the consequences of what it could do to relationships? Curious husbands looking at sexual fantasy videos online have often been the cause of many painful divorces and breakups. But research has also found pornography increases sexual knowledge and makes people more open-minded about trying different things in the bedroom. Pornography consumption has been associated with increased marital distress, risk of separation, decreased romantic intimacy and sexual satisfaction, a higher chance of infidelity, and compulsive or addictive sexual behavior. However, this does not automatically imply that internet pornography causes relational difficulty. So we asked the question again on the site. Got a lot of activity. Do you believe that viewing internet pornography is capable of ruining relationships? Yes or no? You voted. And for those people who took the opportunity to vote and made the effort, thank you for that. We appreciate that. Here's the results. 79% of you said yes to the question, do you believe that viewing internet pornography is capable of ruining relationships? 79% of you. Whereas 21% of you said no. View it, it won't have any effect or doesn't have an effect on destroying or ruining relationships whatsoever. So the vast majority of you believe that internet pornography is hard on or is capable of ruining relationships. So again, once again, thank you for weighing in on that. Now, coming up on the show, over the next hour or two, because we have two more hours left after the top of the hour, we're going to be talking about a study related to red meat, which I used to be a big consumer of red meat, three times a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I haven't eaten red meat now for 40-some years. Big National University out of Singapore talks about how red meat consumption could give you kidney failure. We'll talk about it. A growing body of medical research reveals that when our immune systems go rogue or become abnormally aggressive, it attacks both unhealthy and healthy cells, which often triggers a chronic inflammatory response throughout the body. This, in turn, may contribute to the root cause of many of the most prevalent health challenges we face today, such as arthritis, cancer, diabetes, stroke, Alzheimer's, heart problems, depression, and a number of autoimmune diseases. Healthful Zymes by Healthful Balance to the rescue. Healthful Zymes is a special balance of powerful enzymes, curcumin, and antioxidants designed to support a healthful and balanced inflammatory response. An effective inflammation modulator when taken between meals on an empty stomach for chronic and acute inflammation. Battle back against damaging inflammation, drug-free, with Healthful Zymes. Now you have a fighting chance with Healthful Zymes. Call to order Healthful Zymes toll-free, 855-888-2211. 855-888-2211. That's 855-888-2211 or online at healthfulbalance.net.
Mom, can I have some Sprite?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Sprite Gum is part of the Sprite Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Sprite toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Sprite Gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Whole.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
With the special. That's 888-686-3683.
When you're ready,
Looking for alternatives to risky prescription drugs and surgery? You've found it. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show on the Better Health Network.
Okay, so last weekend, we were broadcasting live and remote from Sapporo, Japan, attending the 24th annual International Congress on Nutrition and Integrative Medicine, where doctors from all over the world attended. And the keynote speaker of that convention, his name is Gary Deng, MD, PhD from Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York. And he had some very interesting comments as he opened up the convention, saying that integrative medicine should be part of cancer care. Now, folks, most people who receive cancer care do not get integrative medicine. What they get is poison, they get burning in the form of radiation, or they get surgery. And sometimes those things are necessary. But his point was that oncologists or cancer doctors have a nutritional knowledge deficiency. And therefore, when somebody gets a cancer diagnosis, they shouldn't rely on mainstream conventional medicine only, because that limits you greatly. So if you know somebody or you yourself have had a cancer diagnosis, you deserve to contact the physicians at America's premier center for alternative medicine, and that would be Sunridge Medical Center. Sunridge is an alternative medicine treatment center and immune recovery facility that offers advanced, research-based alternative medicines as support care to patients suffering from a wide variety of serious illnesses resulting from a compromised immune system, such as cancer. So no matter what cancer you have, believe there's a greater game in town beyond just, cut, burn, and poison. Find out what they do. There's been a lot of recent developments that your own doctor may not be aware of. So whether you have cancer or some autoimmune disease or multiple sclerosis, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, some other chronic problem that's not going to respond to conventional care. In fact, if you enlist a conventional care doctor, you may get worse from the very treatment that you receive. Check out SunridgeMedical.com and watch Sunridge Medical patients tell their story of illness, treatment, and recovery in their video gallery. SunridgeMedical.com, SunridgeMedical.com. They use scientific practices, holistic medicine, traditional medicine, naturopathic medicine, to find out what's really going on and to try to get to the root cause of the problem and build your immune system back up rather than just poison you. Sunridge Medical Center. Their phone number, toll free. Call them. See what they do. Talk to them. 800-923-7404. 1-800-923-7404 or sunridgemedical.com. 1-800-923-7404. All right, you're encouraged to stay close for another dose of Extreme Wellness. When we come back from this break, we're going to talk about the study of red meat and how it could give you kidney failure based on a recent study. You're listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Be right back.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Fight Premature Birth and Birth Defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.